Be inspired. Be a volunteer. You are going to listen to a talk about volunteering. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 5 with the sentence endings A to H. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the boxes provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
Hi, my name is Jessie Winslow and I'm here to talk to you today about being a volunteer. If you have any questions, you can interrupt me and ask at any time. There will be time at the end for questions too. How many of you have ever been a volunteer? Okay, quite a few. So I don't have to tell you about all the advantages of being a volunteer, but I will mention some of them. First, it looks good on your CV and makes a good impression on universities or employers. It lets you experience things outside of your everyday life. It makes you feel good to know that you're achieving something and helping. And of course, there are advantages in it for whomever or whatever you're helping. It's hard to say who gets more out of the experience, those being helped or the person helping. My best volunteer experience was a little different than many others. First of all, I went to a foreign country. Secondly, I paid to be a volunteer. And thirdly, I was a volunteer there for 3 months.
Excuse me, did you say you were paid to be a volunteer or that you had to pay?
You heard correctly. I had to pay. I know it sounds strange, but there are some very good reasons for it. I mentioned that I was in a foreign country. I chose to be a volunteer at a special school in South Africa. The school has a small staff of South African volunteers from the area, but it's too much work and there are too many children for them. That's why they need help and, of course, they don't have the money to pay anyone. The organisation I book through tests all of the projects before they offer them to volunteers, so you know it's a good project and run by reliable people. The money that you pay is for your flight, a short introduction course when you arrive, transport to the project, secure accommodation and help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week if you need it.
What kind of kids are at that school?
The majority of the children come from broken homes. The parents are dead or addicted to drugs or alcohol, are unemployed or dying of AIDS. They are deprived of just about everything, but especially of love and attention.
But did you have anything in common with these kids? I mean, did you understand their situation? Could you relate to it?
Like I said, with this programme, you can stay up to 3 months. You come in as a stranger to the kids, and some are scared. But after about 2 weeks, a transformation takes place with most of the kids. They start to get more talkative, and with some of them, you can really establish a relationship. But you shouldn't expect too much of yourself. These children come from some brutal homes and often feel unloved. When you start as a volunteer, either you'll be scared off by this or inspired. Inspired by the kids' improvement in speaking English. Inspired by their resistance to their difficult lives.
What do you do with the kids all day?
We play a lot of games, sing, dance, but it's also important to educate the children. This is often their only chance to learn anything. Teaching them about health care is very important. I brought along some easy booklets about healthy eating. We use them to learn the names of fruits and vegetables in English and learn about healthy eating routines. Use your own ideas. The staff doesn't have time to take care of you too. They appreciate any materials that you bring along and leave at the school. They're open to new ideas. So bring along ideas for games, projects, and learning, and use the resources around you. It sounds like a lot of work, and it is. But remember, you're in a beautiful country. You'll have lots of opportunities for short trips in the afternoons and longer ones on the weekends, when you can be a real tourist. To summarise, it was a very powerful experience for me, worth every penny and more. If you're up to a challenge, if you want to give something to these children and take home a lot more, then being a volunteer is for you. It will change your life, and I'm not exaggerating. You're likely to develop a close relationship with some of your new friends, and you can always go back again. Any more questions? Hi, my name is Jessie Winslow, and I'm here to talk to you today about being a volunteer. If you have any questions, you can interrupt me and ask at any time. There will be time at the end for questions too. How many of you have ever been a volunteer? Okay, quite a few. So I don't have to tell you about all the advantages of being a volunteer, but I will mention some of them. First, it looks good on your CV and makes a good impression on universities or employers. It lets you experience things outside of your everyday life. It makes you feel good to know that you're achieving something and helping. And of course, there are advantages in it for whomever or whatever you're helping. It's hard to say who gets more out of the experience, those being helped or the person helping. My best volunteer experience was a little different than many others. First of all, I went to a foreign country. Secondly, I paid to be a volunteer. And thirdly, I was a volunteer there for 3 months.
Excuse me, did you say you were paid to be a volunteer or that you had to pay?
You heard correctly. I had to pay. I know it sounds strange, but there are some very good reasons for it. I mentioned that I was in a foreign country. I chose to be a volunteer at a special school in South Africa. The school has a small staff of South African volunteers from the area, but it's too much work and there are too many children for them. That's why they need help and, of course, they don't have the money to pay anyone. The organisation I book through tests all of the projects before they offer them to volunteers, so you know it's a good project and run by reliable people. The money that you pay is for your flight, a short introduction course when you arrive, transport to the project, secure accommodation and help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week if you need it.
What kind of kids are at that school?
The majority of the children come from broken homes. The parents are dead or addicted to drugs or alcohol, are unemployed or dying of AIDS. They are deprived of just about everything, but especially of love and attention.
But did you have anything in common with these kids? I mean, did you understand their situation? Could you relate to it?
Like I said, with this programme, you can stay up to 3 months. You come in as a stranger to the kids, and some are scared. But after about 2 weeks, a transformation takes place with most of the kids. They start to get more talkative, and with some of them, you can really establish a relationship. But you shouldn't expect too much of yourself. These children come from some brutal homes and often feel unloved. When you start as a volunteer, either you'll be scared off by this or inspired. Inspired by the kids' improvement in speaking English, inspired by their resistance to their difficult lives.
What do you do with the kids all day?
We play a lot of games, sing, dance, but it's also important to educate the children. This is often their only chance to learn anything. Teaching them about healthcare is very important. I brought along some easy booklets about healthy eating. We use them to learn the names of fruits and vegetables in English and learn about healthy eating routines. Use your own ideas. The staff doesn't have time to take care of you too. They appreciate any materials that you bring along and leave at the school. They're open to new ideas. So bring along ideas for games, projects, and learning, and use the resources around you. It sounds like a lot of work, and it is. But remember, you're in a beautiful country. You'll have lots of opportunities for short trips in the afternoons and longer ones on the weekends, when you can be a real tourist. To summarise, it was a very powerful experience for me, worth every penny and more. If you're up to a challenge, if you want to give something to these children and take home a lot more, then being a volunteer is for you. It will change your life, and I'm not exaggerating. You're likely to develop a close relationship with some of your new friends, and you can always go back again. Any more questions?